If you own a black Tesla, could you please move it out of the lot behind the building? Thank you.
It was a standing room crowd of 300 plus, about half with checkbooks in tow, watching the stage in hopes of spotting the next big thing. There was Stat, a smartphone app for hailing nearby ambulances. There was Lucidity, a system bringing price transparency into the doctor's office. Or consider Biome, a device that turns your iPhone into a diagnostics lab.
You can think of this as a photocopy machine for DNA.
That's Max Perlman, a Biome co-founder. He's on stage with a wireless microphone headset and a fine-tuned PowerPoint, making the case for why his budding company matters.
For example, if I want to look for a specific pathogen, E. coli on a leaf of spinach, or HIV in blood, even if there was just one strand of DNA or RNA in that sample, our machine would be able to copy it up to the point that the smartphone would be able to detect its signature and make a diagnosis.
After 16 weeks of boot camp, it was graduation day for Biome and its counterparts. They made up the first ever class of health IT startups for Dream Adventures. The five-year-old accelerator program started in Philadelphia and has since expanded. The firm helps launch seed stage companies via mentorship, stipends, and access to potential investors. In exchange, Dream It gets an 8% equity stake in each company. Elliot Menschik, who runs the health IT wing of Dream It, says the big picture is turning Philadelphia into a destination for health IT innovation.
You have world-class providers. You have market-leading payers, global biopharmaceutical companies, and industry titans who all call this home. And growing up around them, by the next generation of upstarts.
Dream It Health has a partnership with Penn Medicine Health System and insurer Independence Blue Cross. IBC CEO Dan Hilferty put the lofty goal for the Philadelphia area this way.
Why can't we be the Silicon Valley of healthcare innovation?
The 10 startups that pitched their wares yesterday were looking to do their part. Six had moved here temporarily from other areas of the country, while four are homegrown. They tried to woo investors, laying out how they can capture market share, especially at a time when the federal health law is driving lots of change.
Please get to know these companies.
After 2 hours of presentations, entrepreneurs and investors mingled over business cards. Percy Nakora of Philadelphia's Robin Hood Ventures was looking for tech startups ready to take the next step.
Are you here like with checkbook in hand, ready to make investments, or is this sort of scouting mission? Give me a sense of why you're here.
So for the right company, yes, I do have my checkbook, although it's unlikely that I'm going to write a check today. The goal is really to engage them, have a deeper dive, have some due diligence around that company, and there's certainly three or four companies that are on the list today.
Health IT is a hot field, but startups of all stripes face long odds. Organizers hope the pitch session helps more of them succeed. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.